Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Hi-ho, Ladybug! Away!
It gets dumber and dumber every time it's played. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the... Is this Wednesday?
It is.
I've lost track of what day it is. I'll tell you why in just a minute. This is Wednesday, November 5th, episode 1782. It's 22 days until Thanksgiving.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Got the sound effects ready, don't we? 50 days until Christmas.
Jing, jing-a-ling, jing-a-ling, jing-a-ling. What fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle.
Veterans Day is next Tuesday, November the 11th.
Oh, Veterans Day. That's all I got.
MTSU hosts FIU on Saturday. Looking for that elusive win.
Put an in an arrow down.
Time. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS, and this weekend Vanderbilt hosts Auburn. Both UT and the Titans have bye weeks. So there we go. That's our weekend schedule coming up. The reason I've lost track of days, I am in a dungeon here at my house. I cannot get out except to go to therapy. There's no one to drive me anywhere, and they bring in an occasional grocery or some kind of soup or something occasionally for me to maintain my strength. So I look like a vampire. I've had no sun. What does the sun look like? I know it's out, but
it's bright.
I haven't been receiving any sun, it's been kind of weird. So I've kind of like lost track of days. There's so many gun smokes that you can watch, you know, over course. You know, you can binge watch all 375 episodes of Gunsmoke, and it's still, you know,
doesn't it make you glad that you've never been incarcerated?
Oh yeah, I don't know how people could do it. I'm a little bit claustrophobic either, also, so that doesn't help anything. I walk out and let the dog go out. I sit on the patio and watch the dog.
I bet it reminds you a lot of during COVID when the shutdowns happened and everybody was at home, kind of, too. Well, at least you had family there, though.
Yeah, I had family. And or I was sick. I was so sick I didn't care. But it's been kind of a weird I still have, let's see, what's today? The 5th?
Mm-hmm.
I have 6 more days and maybe I can drive. So that's a long time.
And I just know you're sitting there.
Wednesday.
You're sitting there at home just waiting for when you can hop on Zoom with your friends to do the Wake Up Crew every morning.
I did go out Sunday and sang at a place, at a church. Then they brought me immediately back home. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a rental. Okay, well, let's take him to there and let him sing, and then we'll bring him back.
Did they put the ankle monitor on you when you went out?
No. It's not anything like that. But I can't go anywhere anyway. So, but boy, I'm telling you what, therapy has been rough the last few days, fellas. It's been rough.
Well, they're getting you ready for the 11th. I mean, you're going to be running in the turkey trot coming up at Thanksgiving.
I doubt it. I don't know. I've got to ask the doctor when he can release me for certain things. Can I walk up steps? Can I go up stadium steps? You know, that kind of thing.
Will you be sure to record that conversation so we will have an accurate recollection of what is said? Because I feel like you might use that as an excuse to pick and choose your duties.
I don't know. Bill and Rod are doing such a good job. You know, it's kind of like going down the stretch. You hate to change things, you know. And all of a sudden, I got to come back in, learn it all over again, and that kind of thing. And I don't know. But we'll see what the doctor says.
So. Well, it's got to be secondhand to you. Interestingly enough, what made me think about that is I found, for some reason, on YouTube, it popped up this new, or not new, but a channel that I hadn't seen before. The greatness of Tennessee football or something. But the end of it was the story of Rankin. So, and it had videos from all those Riverdale days and all Alcoa days for Gary Rankin and stuff. And I'm sitting there watching some highlights from 2004, and who's there? It's me and you doing play-by-play on it. It was really weird.
Oh, wow. Man, we're going to be on Netflix pretty soon. we keep that up. Wow. But the legend of Brian just continues to grow, Dalton.
Well, eh.
One day when he's in the Hall of Fame, you'll have to make the acceptance speech for him.
Eh.
And, All I want you to do is go up there and tape it, and he better mention my name. You know, I don't want to, you know, yes, I accept this award, you know, and don't mention you, doesn't mention me, any of that, you know.
So. Well, I thought when you said Dalton has to go up there that I would be dead, which I'm sure if I'm dead, you're dead.
Not necessarily. And Rod's been with us how many years now? 15 or something? Unbelievable. All right, we've got a good show, I hope, for you coming up this morning. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew. Let's take a look at that weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows falling to the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from Frost Abuna the Sea. Sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the first college football playoff rankings, the top three are Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. All three are undefeated. Notre Dame is ranked number 10, but Texas and Oklahoma would each be out as of now at numbers 11 and 12 because Virginia, number 14 in the country as ACC champion, would get in, and unranked Memphis would get in as the best of the so-called group of five teams. In college basketball, Duke beat Texas. In the NBA at Chicago, the Bulls were trailing Philadelphia by 24 in the first half and still beat them 113-111. They took their first lead with 3 seconds to go. New Orleans had been 0-6, but at home, edged Charlotte 116-112. Charlotte did not score a point in the last 3 minutes. In the NHL, Vegas 1-0 over Detroit. Anaheim a 7-3 winner against Florida. And Padres pitcher Yu Darvish will miss next year after elbow surgery.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett.
621 here at Radio WGNS Studios here, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy caroling and a visit with Santa. Watch the tree light up, all that and more and you can do some shopping around downtown Murfreesboro. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro on December 5th.
With the brand new downtown Christmas tree.
It's a brand new one?
Brand new one. It's we have a new artificial tree on the square. John, that's what you've missed since you've been incarcerated.
Now, where do they store that artificial tree?
It might be staying up. I don't know. Because before it was a live tree that was just in the ground.
Yeah.
But it died. That tree
did. They've got to find a place to store it if they're going to, you know, I don't know if it could make it out there in the weather, you know.
It's three stories tall.
Oh, well, we can just put it in that storage room over here in the studio.
We'll keep it here at the radio station.
It's got some holes in the ceiling anyway, so it doesn't matter. Hey, our song of the day today, fellas, let's quickly do it today. And what do we got here, Brian?
Well, we are looking at the top 10 most iconic TV show theme songs. And coming in at number 8 is, well, you'll know it. So that's from the 1975 TV series The Jeffersons, and this is a gospel-inspired celebration of success, considered one of the greatest sitcom themes ever written by Janet Dubois and Jeff Barry.
Janet Dubois was actually in The Jeffersons. She played the neighbor, the next-door neighbor, so she wrote that song, and I think it has kind of universally been known as the number one TV show theme song of all time. So,
what's on our list at number 8?
I know, but it has been many places put it at number 1. But number 8 is okay. They're in there. So, the first one, did you know what we talked about the other day, what the first one was?
I did not. I missed it.
Tell him, Brian. Tell him what the number 1 was. Stranger Things?
No. What was
Hunger Games?
No. What was the popular show that everybody watched about the zombies? Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Game of Thrones isn't about zombies.
Well,
I couldn't even remember from the other day. All right. Our good neighbor of the day is Kimberly Snow. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. For all of her years teaching at Barfield Elementary, inspiring students both past and present, Kimberly's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They've been with us for years, and of course, WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
Well, John, this one's for you. Stuck at home, today's National Chinese Takeout Day. So get you a call, get somebody to deliver you some Chinese food.
I know exactly where I'm going. 624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Crossville man is facing a first-degree murder charge after his mother was found dead. Authorities say 76-year-old Linda Spivey was discovered at her home on Bighorn Drive after a welfare check Monday. Investigators quickly focused on her son, 59-year-old Kenneth Spivey, who was later arrested. He's being held in the Cumberland County Jail on a $1 million bond and is set to appear in court December 8th. The TBI and local authorities continue to investigate, with an autopsy planned in Nashville. A Jackson man and former church minister is behind bars, facing a charge of statutory rape by an authority figure. Booking records show 44-year-old Andrew Stephen Irvin was taken to the Madison County Jail just before 5 p.m. Monday. Church officials at Northside Church on North Highland Avenue tell WBBJ-TV that Irvin was terminated last month after members reported disqualifying behavior. The church says it immediately contacted law enforcement and is cooperating fully.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
As the federal government shutdown enters day 35, Tennessee is releasing $5 million in state funds to help food banks fill the gap left by reduced SNAP benefits. Governor Bill Lee says the money will be distributed through the state's faith-based initiative, FeedTN.org. But critics, including Representative John Ray Clemens, argue the funding is too small and lacks oversight. Food banks like Second Harvest say they're still waiting for details on when help will arrive. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up along with Rewind, another check of the forecast, and our first look at traffic coming up in just a few minutes as well. And, of course, the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. About 3 minutes before the hour. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. Dalton, I saw in the news that YouTube and Disney are having it out. YouTube, the TV streaming service, is having it out. If you have a YouTube, if that's what you do to get your TV stations and that kind of thing, you can't see Disney or ABC right now.
Well, I know
another fight.
Well, they've rolled. The Hulu is now part of Disney Plus, so right. the Hulu standalone website and app are eventually going away. They haven't done away with them yet, but that means that Hulu TV will be part of Disney, which I guess means that they have the right to say you can't have our channels on YouTube TV.
Well, it's all about money, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell us more, Brian.
Well, I mean, they're basically the two biggies.
Yeah.
And right. So they're trying to say, well, it's worth every dispute when it's a new contract. It's about, well, we will pay you X amount of money and put your channels on our platform. YouTube saying, okay. Hulu says, well, we'll pay you this. Well, YouTube will say, well, no, you're going to have to pay us this. And until they come together on a price and those negotiations go past a deadline, well, then it's off until they come to an agreement.
Well, you would think YouTube would have the disadvantage because since ABC and Disney does have Hulu, you know, ABC may not care. I don't know. I don't know how the deal that works. But
well, if let's say YouTube has 25% of the streaming audience and Hulu has 25%, do you want ABC and ESPN and all those to not have a presence on 25% of a streaming platform? You probably want that.
Well, I think what it'll come down to is it'll be Disney saying, is that going to get more people to come to us if they don't have ESPN? And I think it will. I think the vast majority of people who still watch live TV are doing it for news and sports. And so I think it's going to send those people straight to Hulu. That's why I think they're doing it.
I switched four times. I had Hulu, I had YouTube, I had DirecTV, and I finally stuck with DirecTV because they're the only ones that kept the Braves. The satellite dish, the Dish Network, it had the Braves, and they quit having the Braves. So I switched 3 years in a row because the Braves weren't on. See, that's why I wish Major League Baseball would have their own app. I mean, their own streaming service.
It's coming.
They just eliminate all that. And if you want baseball, you go to that app, and that's all you do.
Well, and Netflix is getting in the they're getting in the business with it. MLB TV does exist, by the way, John.
They black out my games.
Oh, do they?
That's the problem, right?
Because that's how it works with sports. Is you sell specific stuff to specific streaming, but Netflix is buying up a lot of like lower type stuff for live sports, because you sell live separate from streaming and all that kind of stuff. Netflix, I think, is getting wrestling. They've got like F1 racing. I think they're trying to get NASCAR.
They're doing some soccer along with Prime.
Right.
So
it'll all shake out some way.
Baseball, I think. They're giving away. I think they're not doing baseball anymore. I do like the way NBC has taken over basketball, the NBA basketball, and they have a certain night on Tuesday night. It's like their game of the week, and I think they have one on the weekend too, but it's kind of prime time. And you'll see more and more of that, where the scripted shows will no longer be on the regular networks. You'll see sporting events. You'll see special, you know, award shows and that kind of thing. I think you're done with, you know, scripted shows are going to get fewer and fewer. I guess it's time to do some going back in history. Today in history, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You have YouTube or
me?
Yeah,
I've got Hulu.
Oh yeah, okay.
But they're about to price themselves out with me. I'll just tell you that right now.
They all go up. That's for sure. All right, here's what's happening. 1935, Parker Brothers launches the game of Monopoly. It was a very popular game until Brian started being the banker, and it ruined his popularity. In 1956, the Nat King Cole Show debuts on NBC.
From the Copa Room of the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, the Nat King Cole Show.
First African-American to host a variety program way back in 1956. In 1978, Oakland's Raiders' John Madden becomes the 13th coach to win 100 NFL games. And in 1996, Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter is the unanimous choice as American League Rookie of the Year. Which reminds me, have you seen the commercial with Derek Jeter and the Capital One guy, and all the kids are wanting to ask the Capital One guy questions, and they don't want to ask Derek Jeter anything. Thought that's pretty funny. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew to come. Stand by for a rewind with Brandon Brooks at 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind, November 5th, 1971.
Yvonne Bess is war wound like a crown.
The release of Elton John's fourth album.
Because his child Jesus.
Madman Across the Water.
Because he lights the name.
This date in 1976.
Freeze, this is the police.
The release of the action thriller Assault on Precinct 13, which paved the way for director John Carpenter to make Halloween that same day. The release of the Jacksons' self-titled album. It was their first since leaving Motown for CBS and changing their name from the Jackson 5. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Lows fall into the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic now starting to build pretty good, actually. We had a little bit of volume on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Starting to load up with more volume also in the Hendersonville area, Sumner County westbound, Vietnam Vets picking up all the way over to Conference Drive. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best.
to get rid of your pet.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
There is a free grief support group, and this time of the year, that comes in handy. It's every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street, here in Murfreesboro. You hear us talking about Greenhouse Ministries and all the good that they do in the community. People are asking, how do I volunteer to be a part of that? Well, Greenhouse has a volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10. But if that's not convenient, they also have one in the evening on the last Thursday night at 5:30. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And speaking of Greenhouse, if you want to be a part of their Thanksgiving turkey giveaway, drop by now and get your voucher. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Senior Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. Don't forget the Arts and Craft Fest and the United Women of Faith Bake Sale Saturday, November 15th at First United Methodist Church, across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum at First United Methodist Church. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all three locations. That's right. Join the Sir Pizza team. Just stop on in and ask for a manager.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
21 minutes before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, Dalton with you this morning. All of us, everybody's here this morning. And it's time to do our dad joke of the day. I want to remind you that the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up at 6:57. This morning, we'll have another check of the weather here in just a few minutes as well. All right, going to give you plenty of time this morning, Brian. I know Dalton's back, and I know you want to be at your very best when he's here.
Oh, really?
A little bit more of a challenge.
Oh, all right.
Is it really?
I didn't say anything.
He just spits them out now.
You know, I took a long, hard look at myself this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I won't be doing that again.
That's good. Thumbs up.
I liked it because it made fun of him.
Yeah.
That
and it's
all,
true.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, added there, Brian. He added a little something in there.
Of course.
Don't throw me under the bus, John. You know you were thinking it.
No, of course not. I was not. All right, more to come here. It's 6:41. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday.
CBS News Brief. Democrats victorious in the New York City mayor's race and governor's contests in both New Jersey and Virginia. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
The depth and the breadth of Democratic victories is well beyond what really Democrats even expected, and certainly what Republicans thought would happen.
California voters have approved Proposition 50, Governor Newsom's redistricting plan that favors Democrats.
We can de facto end Donald Trump's presidency as we know it.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll could go up after a UPS cargo plane crashed and exploded near the airport in Louisville, killing all three crew members and at least four people on the ground. The NTSB is headed to the scene to search for a cause. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
If you look real closely as the plane appears to start to try to leave the ground, there is flame coming out of the back of the second engine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Health experts are raising alarms about alpha-gal syndrome, a rare but rising tick-borne illness linked to several red meat allergies.
I got the diagnosis several years ago, and I didn't know what it was at first. It started with, you know, how I'd eat a hamburger, and later I had extreme stomach cramps. I'd break out in hives. And so we tried eliminating things like tomato, the cheese on the burger, but nothing seemed to really quite target what was going on.
Researchers report a 100-fold increase in AGS cases between 2013 and 2024.
My throat would close up,
with Tennessee among the states seeing the sharpest spikes.
I eventually underwent a series of blood tests, and the blood tests are what revealed the alpha-gal syndrome.
The disease is transmitted by the Lone Star tick, now common in the Southeast.
It's scary, but it's all mammalian meat. Deer, pork, buffalo, lamb, and of course beef.
Symptoms ranging from nausea and hives to life-threatening anaphylaxis can appear hours after eating beef, pork, or lamb.
At my house, I had to be given the EpiPen. Luckily, they prescribed that to me.
Because reactions are often delayed, misdiagnoses are common.
You never know in restaurants what is made with like a beef base. Could be a soup, gravy, lots of foods that are made with a beef base.
Doctor, stress prevention. Wear insect repellent, long sleeves, and avoid tall grass while outdoors. With Murfreesboro and other parts of Rutherford County seeing more outdoor activity year-round.
I can eat chicken and any seafood.
Local health officials recommend thorough tick checks after hikes or yard work to stay safe.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast, or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi,
am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Two people are behind bars after a Nashville convenience store robbery and a shooting outside a South Nashville bar. Police say 27-year-old Jermaine Southern robbed a Citgo on Brick Church Pike at gunpoint on Halloween night, stealing up to $500. Hours later, he allegedly fired at employees outside Lynn Q Social Kitchen before being shot and found wounded at his apartment. Southern faces 7 felony charges and is held on a $225,000 bond. His alleged accomplice, 27-year-old Jasmine McKissick, faces 2 aggravated robbery charges. Vanderbilt University is expanding to New York City. The university made the announcement last fall and has been working since to clear regulatory and academic permits to move forward. This week, leaders got the green light from the New York Board of Regents. This means the expansion can quickly move forward. Located in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan, the campus will welcome students for an undergraduate semester program and a Master of Science in Business and Technology program in fall 2026. More news in 30 seconds.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Gatlinburg's Anakista is planning a $100 million expansion as part of a 5-year project called Making More Magic. The first phase, set to open in 2026, includes a new lift, an expanded treetop skywalk, and a renovated Firefly Village with a new nighttime Firefly experience. The park says the upgrades will celebrate the beauty and creativity of the Smokies. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew on this fabulous Wednesday. It's Hump Day.
Hump Day?
Woo-hoo!
Hump Day?
Woo-hoo!
Got both of them in a row.
I know. I can't believe I almost forgot that today. We're sitting here getting through the fall. We made it through Halloween. Our next big event now is Thanksgiving coming up. And I know you Barretts don't have any plans for Thanksgiving at all. You don't make them till the last minute, do you?
No, actually, they've been made.
They have been made?
Yes. I took on a leadership role.
Oh. In your own family.
So we've got it all decided. It's going to be the...
The week before.
Is it the week before or week after? I think it's the week. It's the week after. It's the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
We're doing what we've called the theme, a leftovers Thanksgiving.
Excuse me?
It's a leftovers Thanksgiving.
Since there's going to be leftovers there.
Since me and Megan will have 2 Thanksgivings and Bobby will have like 4 Thanksgivings, we're all just going to bring leftovers and maybe cook something, but bring some of our leftover Thanksgiving food and then do it the Sunday after.
We were talking about pumpkin pie the other day, and Brian mentioned that he really likes sweet potato pie.
Mm.
And I happened to roll across the internet the other day, and it was saying how good sweet potato pie and how much better it is than pumpkin pie. I don't know. I've not had enough sweet potato pie to know. I don't think it's got quite the – there's something in pumpkin pie that's not in sweet potato pie.
Well, probably the pumpkin.
Nutmeg, maybe, or something like that.
Well, you put the allspice in it, or the, you know, the pumpkin spice or whatever. It's within the sweet potato pie, but the sweet potatoes aren't as naturally sweet, or they don't make it as sweet as the pumpkin pie. Mm. So it's a little less sweet, but it still has all those flavors. And if you fix it right, it's really a thicker pie feeling, you know.
I would think putting cinnamon on top of that sweet potato pie would be really good. Is that an idea? I mean, has anybody ever done that?
I think some people do that, or they will put candied pecans on the top of it.
Mm.
You know, like you would do a casserole, or maybe even the marshmallows.
So
you're making one for Thanksgiving. That's what I'm hearing.
No, Bobby made one a couple of years ago, and we just talked about it. But she did it all from scratch, and the painstaking process of, you know, cooking the sweet potatoes. Then, you know, sweet potatoes are kind of stringy. You got to get all that stuff out of it, and
I just leave it.
You know, she was doing this straining thing and whatnot. I mean, it took hours.
Oh, it's hard to get those strings out of that.
Yeah,
man. That would be really hard.
I'd just leave it.
I think for me, you just buy a can of sweet potatoes and do it like you buy a can of pumpkin mix. Huh?
That would be the Brian Baird way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Simplify pimento cheese by just getting Velveeta packages of shredded Velveeta pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie, just getting a can. Very good idea. That's what I would do. Then all you had to do is just mix it up.
Right.
And it's probably a little sweeter, too, wouldn't you think?
Well, I would think maybe you can add your own little flair to it if you wanted to add a little extra nutmeg.
If you want it sweeter, probably like sugar or honey.
So what are you contributing to the Thanksgiving? I mean, other than leftovers, nothing?
I don't know. I have an extra week.
You have an extra week. What do you mean?
Because we're doing it the week after. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, and we'll do it that following Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, but
I would think you'd want to smoke turkey, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't have a smoker anymore. My smoker didn't make it through the move.
Oh, no.
Not only is it leftovers, but I also said favorites. So you can bring your favorite dish. So nobody likes turkey. I think I'm doing a ham because people seem to like the ham.
Yeah, you really took a leadership role. I mean, you were like...
I like my turkey, my smoked turkey, but I don't have a smoker, so I don't have the space to make a smoked turkey this year.
I can't believe you left that smoker. You just let it go.
Well, it broke. I mean, it rusted out of the bottom, so I got to get a new one. I just haven't yet. I've been waiting for somebody to get me one for like Christmas or my birthday or something, but no one has, so.
Aw. Maybe somebody in a leadership role.
Somebody who's going to benefit from the food made in said smoker.
I don't benefit. I don't
keep it in his house.
I don't benefit from it as much if he's not there, you see.
I mean, I used to smoke meat for every holiday that we ever celebrated, but
true.
Well, let's get some birthdays. We'll talk about some more things about Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving, which is hopefully nothing.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Man, are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, I'm talking about him. He's got to play all this music. Okay. Natalie Schaefer, born in 1900, American actress. She appeared on Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship.
I wonder if this will show up on our top 10 most iconic TV theme songs.
It will. 1913, Vivian Lee was in Gone with the Wind. Then in 1941, Art Garfunkel, American singer.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
And finally, 1959, Bryan Adams, Canadian singer, born in Kingston, Ontario.
When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding hard to believe.
And local birthdays, Dick Conley, Pat Cox, Linda Wilson, Billy Smith, Michael O'Bannon have birthdays.
And if you or someone you know has a birthday, get them into us, 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com is the website. Get them in.
6:55 here on The Crew. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows falling to the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for. Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes as we check it out live on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County right now through this section of Davidson County up through Antioch here on 24 westbound. Starting to get a little bit heavier also. 65 southbound, not as bad as it was yesterday, down through Millersville as you come out of Sumner County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Tina, you never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
CBS Entertainment, Halloween is over, but someone hasn't put away the mummy.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Brendan Fraser is set to return to the role that made him a star in 1999's The Mummy and its sequels. A fourth Mummy film is in development. Rachel Weisz is reportedly on board, too. The OG Mummy was a global hit, making over $400 million. No word yet on when the new Mummy will drop.
We're going to do the whole, like, interface thing.
Oh, come on. It's not so bad. Somebody wants this, and Netflix is happy to oblige. Their breakout hit, Nobody Wants This, is getting the go-ahead for Season 3 with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on Home Day on Wednesday. Kimberly Snow is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. For all of her years teaching at Barfield Elementary, inspiring students both past and present, Kimberly Snow is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And News Radio WGNS.
Today's Good Neighbor Salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and helping us celebrate the neighbors who pour strength here in our community.
Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, or go on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
Birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking those too this morning, so be sure to get those in, 615-893-1450. Join us here on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You got about a half an hour to get all those into us now.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And coming up, we've got more of the Wake Up Crew. Brian will be in charge. You know he's got leadership qualities. And that'll be at around 7-Eleven.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS. Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Democrats dominate Election Day.
You have delivered a mandate for change.
Longest government shutdown.
It is ridiculous that we have even gotten to this place.
Deadly UPS disaster.
A catastrophic crash here in Louisville, adjacent to our airport.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it was a clean sweep for Democrats with convincing wins in the major races on Election Day. CBS's Ed O'Keefe takes us coast to coast.
From California.
What a night for the Democratic Party.
to the New York Island.
Tonight we have spoken in a clear voice. Hope is alive.
Democrats swept every big race on the ballot.
My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty.
34-year-old Zohran Mamdani is set to be New York's next mayor, the first Muslim to hold the job. The self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist focused on lowering costs, promising rent freezes and free buses. While Mamdani's win will earn outsized attention, victories by two moderate Democratic congresswomen could also shape the party's direction. In Virginia, Abigail Spanberger is set to be the Old Dominion's first female governor, while voters in New Jersey elected Mikey Sherrill, a former Navy helicopter pilot.
I am incredibly honored to be your next governor.
In California, overwhelming approval for Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw the state's congressional map to favor Democrats, a response to what Republicans did in Texas at the request of Trump.
Donald Trump's efforts to rig the midterm election continue to this day.
CBS News Chief Election Correspondent Robert Costa.
A lot of lessons learned, and the main one for Democrats is to talk about the issue of economics and to talk about affordability. They believe they have a path ahead now to the midterm elections because of what happened last night. Those elections provide a roadmap, a guidebook for candidates as they look to 2026, but not just talking about President Trump, but talking about issues that matter to working voters, those same working voters who are won over in many parts of the country by President Trump.
An unfortunate milestone's been reached in the government shutdown. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
As day 36 of the longest government shutdown in American history begins, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is sounding the alarm about travel at the nation's airports.
You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations.
Meanwhile, millions of Americans who rely on food stamp assistance are still unsure when they'll get their benefits. The White House clarified it is complying with a court's order to use contingency funds after the president posted on Truth Social they'd withhold benefits until the shutdown ends.
We are getting the payments out the door as quickly as we can. USDA sent the guidance to the state. The president is referring to future SNAP payments. He does not want to have to keep tapping in to an emergency fund and depleting it.
There may be some hope on the horizon. A bipartisan group of senators are talking about a possible deal that could potentially include funding the government in exchange for a vote on extending health care subsidies.
Investigators are trying to piece together what went wrong in Louisville, where there was a fiery crash of a UPS jet as it took off for Honolulu, loaded with fuel. At least 7 people were killed. CBS's Tom Hansen.
The sheer scale of the devastation was immense as firefighters worked to contain the fast-growing inferno, which ripped through an industrial area south of the airport and grew to the size of a city block.
This is an all-hands-on-deck response.
Kentucky's governor later confirmed the plane was full of about 38,000 gallons of fuel and smashed into at least 2 businesses, a waste management company and an auto parts store. At least 2 people are unaccounted for, and it's unclear how many were inside the buildings. The National Transportation Safety Board will lead the investigation into the cause of the crash.
This is extremely rare. You don't see these type of things hardly ever.
CBS News aviation expert Captain Laura Einsettler.
The question will be for the investigators what type of maintenance was being done on that left engine beforehand, in the hours beforehand, what type of maintenance history there was.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
President Trump's power to unilaterally impose tariffs is coming before the U.S. Supreme Court today. The challengers say Trump is illegally using an emergency law to claim nearly limitless tariff power, and American small businesses are paying the price. CBS's Jan Crawford.
So it's wine importers, toy makers, video game manufacturers, just a range of small businesses who have been hit with these kind of tariffs. If Trump loses this case, it could be hugely significant because there's an argument the administration, the government would have to refund over $100 billion in tariffs that it has collected.
CBS's Michael Wallace tells us a judge holds a hearing today on whether immigration agents in the Chicago area have been using excessive force.
Protesters and journalists have filed a lawsuit claiming agents have gone too far, in some cases using tear gas against them. Federal Judge Sarah Ellis has already ordered the agents to stop using tear gas against peaceful protesters and reporters and to start wearing badges and body cameras. Ellis also ordered senior Border Patrol official Gregory Bovino to brief her every night on the immigration crackdown in Chicago, but an appeals court blocked that order.
The New York Times reports the Trump administration has developed a range of options for U.S. military action in Venezuela, including moving to seize oil fields or attacking military units that protect the president, Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. has been targeting alleged drug boats off Venezuela's coast. In the Middle East, Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein tells us Israel turned over the bodies of 15 Palestinians to hospital officials in Gaza, and a hostage body was handed over to Israel.
Itai Chen was 19 years old when he was killed fighting Hamas gunmen in a tank on the morning of October 7, 2023, and his body kidnapped to Gaza. He was the last remaining slain hostage held in the Gaza Strip with dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship. The bodies of seven other people remain in Hamas hands, and according to the ceasefire deal of last month, Hamas must return all of them to Israel.
Pizza Hut could soon be up for sale. Parent company Yum Brands says it's conducting a review of its options for the brand, which has done well internationally but has struggled amid stiff competition here in the U.S. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Lows fall into the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 45.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Heavier traffic volume in the last few minutes. Pretty much on schedule, actually. 24 westbound here at Bell Road. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Trying to get up through Antioch right now. It also has loaded up pretty good with volume. 65 northbound at 840. All that traffic up through the Spring Hill area. It's crowded now. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Do not adjust your radio tuner. Do not attempt to change the frequency.
We are now controlling the transmission. We control the volume and your speakers.
For the next 2 hours, we will control what you hear. You're about to experience the awe and mystery, which is called the Wake Up Crew.
Boy, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. Good Wednesday morning. Pump Day edition of the crew.
Pump Day.
Woo woo. Episode 1782, or 1782, or the 1782nd edition or episode.
Of course, in 1782, the signing of the preliminary articles of peace between America and the British diplomats and the British evacuation of Savannah and Charleston, which signaled the Revolutionary War's near conclusion.
Great, thanks.
And the creation of the Purple Heart Award was in 1782.
Nice.
So.
Very good. Thanksgiving Day, 22 days away. Christmas is 50 days from right now. Veterans Day is Tuesday. We've got Middle Tennessee football. It's the salute to veterans at MTSU this Saturday, 12:30 airtime. So that makes that a 2 o'clock kick. More high school football this Friday as the playoffs continue. And this weekend, Vanderbilt will host Auburn. Both UT and the Titans have a bye week. And we welcome in John Dinkins, who is coming to us from parts unknown this morning.
I'm in Alcatraz.
I was going to ask, did you tell John about our potential special wake-up crew with special guest Santa Claus that might be coming up this Christmas season?
I think he might have mentioned it. Did you mention that the other day? Well, Dalton wasn't here.
Yeah.
No,
we didn't talk about it on the air because I thought it was going to be like, you know, this like closely held secret.
But. Oh, if we're having the big guy on the show, we better publicize it.
Well, it's if. I mean, it's still if, and now if it
well,
doesn't
I think
happen.
Everybody will understand. He's a busy guy, especially that time of year.
Everybody also understand that it's our show and that we ask people all the time to appear on it, and nobody ever does.
So. Only two people in the show's history, so...
Some of them were bringing coffee up, and the other one was a basketball star.
Right. Yeah.
I actually saw that basketball star last week or week before. She's back home, and she's...
For good?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. So, starting a new chapter in life. But we're talking about Alexa Middleton, so it was good to see her there, so... let's see. We're going to do random questions a bit later on, and I'm excited. We have a brand new game today to play.
I'm excited. I don't know what it is.
Never before played on this program.
Did you come up with it?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He probably, well, he stole it from someone else, I'd assume.
No?
Yeah, some of those other radio stations he listens to, Incognito.
Incognito?
Oh, yeah. I know you pick up stuff from other stations.
I just thought, man, this would be really cool. So we're going to try.
He's a thief.
Somewhere. You heard it from somewhere.
Must have.
Somebody told you about it or something. It's not an original, is it?
No.
I knew it!
But it works well with audio, which is our medium. so others can play along in the car.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm not the one. I'm excited about this game.
I'm not that excited about it. I just sometimes I think his ideas, you know.
Are you excited for the Dalton Barrett hosted random questions that you get to participate in, John?
Yes, I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a team meeting about a new game that we're going to play. But
when has there ever been a team meeting about anything?
I guess he's taking that leadership quality. He has to take a leadership role in this because I'm in Alcatraz. I'm here with the dog alone.
Hi, Chipper.
Somebody come and visit me.
Hi, Chipper.
Speaking of that, you've been a little bit vacant. I haven't seen you, Dalton, so that's okay.
Well, you've never invited me until just now on the air.
When somebody's sick, you don't have to ask for an invitation.
Well, that's true.
You just come over and check.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
Of course, you didn't bring somebody else's gift when you came, so that's I'm glad you didn't do that. So,
I also have a baby at home.
Yeah, that's a good excuse too.
It's a great excuse. I get out of things all the time.
Well, next time you have surgery next year, and when Melissa says, you know, will you take him this nice card and cookies? I'm going to say no. Do it yourself.
Wow.
John, I'm sure you got some friends who came and visited you while you were for Halloween, trick-or-treaters. You get to see some kids, I'm sure.
Actually, I've not.
Oh.
And my granddaughters don't like sickness, so they don't like seeing me.
Well,
like,
that's yeah.
You know. So,
but no kids came to the door for candy?
I'm so lonely. No, I turned the lights off. I don't want those kids knocking on the door. Can't get up to answer the door. What am I going to do? What game are we going to play? Never mind.
I can't tell you. It's a super secret.
You'll
have to wait
in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, 7:35. You'll have fun.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have time to do what I was going to do. So,
it probably wasn't important.
I've had it for several days and I just haven't been able to do it.
You got a minute?
No, I don't have enough time because this will take it's a good segment. At some point in the future, one day this week, we're going to do this because it's the rankings of artists who have passed away and how much they're earning even in death.
Interesting.
Forbes does this every year. Does this ranking. And so we're going to kind of see where these now heavenly artists, I guess most of them, are ranking in terms of their estates and what they take in. So that'll be pretty cool, I think. So be thinking about it, you know, and when we bring it up, see if you can guess the correct answer on the highest earning dead celebrity.
But that's not the game we're going to play.
No.
Okay.
No. No, that's just for one of my long segments. Which
I think he is so prepared,
isn't he? He's got his Bible still, his packet of stuff.
Well, this is new. This is pretty new news. A couple of weeks now, but anyway, we're checking sports for you right this minute.
This is News Radio WGNS Prime Time Sports,
sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day
from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
In the first college football playoff rankings, the top three are Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. All three are undefeated. Notre Dame is ranked number 10, but Texas and Oklahoma would each be out as of now at numbers 11 and 12 because Virginia, number 14 in the country as ACC champion, would get in, and unranked Memphis would get in as the best of the so-called group of five teams. In college basketball, Duke beat Texas. In the NBA at Chicago, the Bulls were trailing Philadelphia by 24 in the first half and still beat them 113-111. They took their first lead with 3 seconds to go. New Orleans had been 0-6, but at home, edged Charlotte 116-112. Charlotte did not score a point in the last 3 minutes. In the NHL, Vegas 1-0 over Detroit, Anaheim a 7-3 winner against Florida, and Padres pitcher Yu Darvish will miss next year after elbow surgery.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, "Hi, how are you?" Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We continue the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Our time is 7:22, and it's a Wednesday. And at 7:22 on Wednesdays, this is what we do.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host,
Dalton Barrett.
Hey, kids.
Thanks for the introduction, I guess. Here we go. Random questions. We're going to ask some random questions, and we're going to get some random answers. First question, and this we'll do it a little different today. Both of you will answer. John, you go first, but you'll both answer the same question. What is the most impressive natural sight that you've ever seen?
Grand Canyon.
My reflection.
Wow.
Ooh.
Maybe impressively frightening. Wow.
Well, that was random answer.
Yeah. Is there a type of music that you just can't listen to? And what is it?
I don't like punk rock.
Okay.
I just think it's just loud. I don't care for it.
I'm not much for rap, jazz, Americana, country.
Any music
pretty
at
much.
All? Okay, yeah.
I like silence.
I don't like hair metal.
Yeah.
Like if people like that, that's just, I don't get it.
Heavy metal kind of like.
Yeah, I just don't get it, I guess. Yeah. What is the single most important thing needed to make a relationship work? We can do either, like, we'll say friendship. To make a friendship work, what's the most important thing?
Understanding.
I've heard distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Wow.
I kind of miss John.
John, do you miss him?
No.
Okay.
Friendship over!
Understanding.
Understanding's a good answer. Patience.
He understanding that I don't miss him. What now? Patience, yes. A lot of patience.
Yeah. Which one of your friends is the moodiest, or what do you do to snap, and what do you do to snap them out of a cranky mood?
Well, a lot of people think I'm going to answer this with Brian, but Brian is not moody.
He's just always in a bad mood.
All the time, yeah. So it's no change. So, I have a few friends that are a little moody.
What do you do to snap them out of a bad mood?
Change the subject, tell a joke.
Leave.
Ignore him. Yeah, leave. Yeah.
You said him.
Well, you have one friend, and it's John, so you got to be careful.
I can be moody myself, so I'm a little understanding of that.
Mm.
Like, I've come into this show some mornings and just be in a bad mood.
Some?
But at least I tell you.
That's true. You do. You say, I'm in a bad mood today, fellas.
Yeah.
Do I have to answer this one?
You don't have any friends other than John, so we'll just leave it there, yeah, I guess. Okay. What's the solution?
Wait, you're counting me?
Well,
you're okay. All he's got.
Okay.
What's the solution to endangered animals eating endangered plants? It's kind of a philosophical.
Wiping out both of them.
Okay, get rid of them all.
Well, I mean, they're wiping each other out. An endangered species, another endangered species.
No, an endangered plant.
Oh, endangered plant. Well,
if you're tasked with coming up with the solution, would it be?
Are either of them edible?
I mean, they're both endangered.
Well, but to help me form my answer, are either of them edible?
Sure.
Both or just one?
We'll say both.
If they're both edible, just let nature take its course.
Okay.
Open up hunting season.
So get rid of the animal altogether. Make it go extinct? Is that what you're saying?
Or you can forage for the plant that you can eat.
You're writing a poem. What do you rhyme with looking at the sun?
As I was looking at the sun, I could come up with no pun.
Good. Good answer. I think John may be frozen up on us.
I believe
he is. Or he's in contemplation. He's in one or the other.
No, he's definitely frozen.
We'll keep going. What is your worst neighbor story? So, you know, a bad experience you had with a neighbor.
I will just say an experience that was bad. It was bad for the neighbor, not me. But she was cooking, and the kitchen caught on fire. And so beside me is a duplex, so I didn't have a number for her, but I did have the number for her landlord, just because I knew them, and I called, and he came rushing over. I don't know if he was angry about that or not, or if she was, but she doesn't speak anymore.
Oh, well, she was probably angry then. Okay. If you could only buy one new item of clothing per year, what item would it be?
One per year. A new sweatshirt so I could put a logo on it.
Just a sweatshirt, not like shoes or...
Well, I've had these shoes for like a year and a half now.
Okay.
So I'm thinking probably, you know, a shirt. Is that random questions?
That's random questions.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back at 7:30 on this Wednesday morning. It's November 5th. It's episode 1782 of the Wake Up Crew.
And we've got some people celebrating birthdays today, including Dick Conley, Pat Cox, Linda Wilson, Billy Smith, and Michael O'Bannon, all celebrating today.
Yeah, that's a few names that we had coming into the morning, and we've had a text or two. Yeah, see two or three there. Phone calls. So we've got some birthdays and anniversaries. My point being here is if you know someone celebrating today, let us know, birthday or anniversary, but it's kind of the deadline. So if you'll hit us up on the text machine real quick, 615-893-1450, and jump in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 73 degrees, winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows fall into the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 70, and then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Good morning. Still running a little bit slow. Trying to get past that Jolton exit up there on 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike from that earlier crash. As traffic starts to really pick up now, 65 south here where it's slow at Trinity Lane. 24 remains busy up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County with that volume on 24 westbound. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County Schools are expanding educational opportunities with the upcoming launch of their Choice School program. This initiative allows families to apply for enrollment in schools outside of their zone districts, offering broader access to specialized programs, including charter school options. According to Choice School Coordinator Dr. Jeff McCann, while final seat availability is still being determined, capacity will likely be limited due to ongoing concerns over overcrowding. Recent rezoning efforts and the continued use of portable classrooms highlight the need for additional infrastructure. Plans are already underway for a new high school, and a potential new school in the Walter Hill area is being considered to ease strain on current campuses. Once accepted through the program, students can remain at their chosen school through the full grade span without reapplying, even if they reside outside of the original school zone. Choice School Specialist Melinda Walters emphasized that selections are made via a lottery system, not based on academic performance. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro's Oakland High School is celebrating excellence both on and off the field with the announcement of its 2025 Football Hall of Fame inductees. The honorees include standout athletes such as Christian Cantrell, Jackson Cawthon, and Xavier Myers, as well as beloved figures like Coach Melvin Daniels Sr. and Principal Butch Vaughn. The induction ceremony will take place during the halftime on November the 7th playoff game, spotlighting the legacy of athletic achievement in Rutherford County and honoring those who've shaped Oakland's proud football tradition. That's all for now. For updates on these and more local news stories, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick, in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and time for a brand spanking new game today.
It's time now for that game show that everybody loves to play. It's Name That Animal Sound. And here's your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, hello, and thank you very much, Jack LaLance, for that great introduction.
Great.
It's time for Name That Animal Sound.
This show's hit an all-time low.
Here is
Brian Barrett.
And an example for you.
Oh, I know that one. That's the rat that lives in our radio station.
Can you name this animal sound?
No.
Any guesses?
Giraffe.
John goes with giraffe, so we'll take this just one at a time here.
Okay.
Is giraffe the correct answer? I'm sorry.
He's doing too much, John.
Do you have an answer?
It sounds small. Can I get a hint?
No.
Okay.
Starts with an A.
Aardvark.
Alpaca.
Is that the correct answer? It is an alpaca.
All right, John. We've established we can ask for hints.
Okay. Something's really wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That's a new rule.
With your first guess. Oh, you're going to give hints after I go. Okay, I got you.
No, not
well,
after.
You didn't ask, to be fair.
He should be giving hints anyway. So.
Okay, John, here is your animal. Name this animal sound.
Can I have a hint?
Do you need a hint?
Yeah, I want a hint. It's a dog.
Is the answer dog? That is correct. We're tied at one apiece.
Huh, I didn't need a hint. Alpaca, really?
You asked, you got a hint.
But who comes up with that word? Who comes up with that?
Well, he told me it started with an A, so.
What's an alpaca? What is that?
You said aardvark.
I don't know what an alpaca is. I just know it starts with an A.
It's kind of camel-ish. I don't know. I just host the show. Dalton, here is your sound.
What's my hint?
Starts with a C.
Is that a camel?
Is it a camel? It is not a camel. Do you have a guess, John?
Starts with a C. It's cow. A doggy cow.
Is it a doggy cow? It is not. It is a chimpanzee.
Ah. I've never heard these animals, so.
Back to John here. Name the animal sound. John says pig. Is pig correct?
I want to clarify, John. I'm on your side here. You've given him dog and pig, and you've given me alpaca, and whatever the other one was.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Yeah.
Dalton, here is yours.
I'm going to go ahead and ask for my hint.
You may find it in the water.
It's a frog. What is a frog?
It's a toad.
Frog? Toad? Is it a frog? That is the first. We've got to get the correct answer or not. Is it correct? It is a correct answer. And that's our first edition ever of Name That Animal Sound.
And last,
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point, we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week and change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday hump day, November 5th, episode 1782. And saying good morning to Kimberly Snow. Kimberly is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all of the years teaching over at Barfield Elementary, inspiring students both past and present. Kimberly Snow, the recipient today of flowers from our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They've been with us for 5 decades plus. And WGNS Radio. Today's Good Neighbor Salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. To get a good neighbor to us, super simple. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those to us. And it is just that easy to send in a good neighbor of the day. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They're proud to serve this incredible community and thankful for you, a trusted member. May your upcoming Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. A happy upcoming Thanksgiving from our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I took a long, hard look at myself this morning.
Really?
Yep. I won't be doing that again.
Replay.
That sounded different that time. Still good, but
delivery was a little off.
Yeah, a little different.
You're going to always get the hard animal sounds now.
I did anyway. You gave John dog and pig.
Well, actually, I was a little more lenient with John. It was actually
wait a minute.
No, I'm saying it was a hog. It wasn't just a pig.
That was going to be, my guess was going to be warthog if he didn't get it correct.
Well, you would have been wrong. He was closer with pig. But you didn't get the chance because he got the correct answer.
Correct, because it was pig!
And you know how I know that? Because the sounder told me so.
He's really proud of those.
I don't know why he's complaining. He got alpaca right.
That's true.
I mean,
I got it right on a guess.
Can I have a hint? Starts with an A. But you all had kind of, it was something small in your mind. And John
Did I have a hint on my first guess? No, I don't believe I did. No.
You said aardvark, which, you know, that was a pretty good guess.
I could have possibly gotten it correct.
But I asked for the hint, and you didn't ask.
Well, that was a rule that just came about, because this is a brand new show. There are no rules, so we've written one rule now.
It's the only rule. The only rule for the Wake Up Crew is you can ask for a hint and name that animal sound. That's it. Fair game other than that.
Do we need to write up some type of, you know, agreement?
Constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, we learned today that the signing of the preliminary articles of peace between the American and British diplomats and British evacuation of Savannah and Charleston happened in 1782, and this is episode number 1782 of the Wake Up Crew.
You got on above your skis there, pal.
I was just trying to move things along.
So that's one thing we learned. Wow. Thanks. Did you learn anything, John?
I learned it's very boring being at home by yourself.
You learned that on the show today?
And then I learned that it's just as boring being with you two. So
you got to participate in half a game of random questions.
Yeah, in a half a game, yeah. I was silenced through it.
You missed some of his answers.
I froze up, man.
You missed some of his, if I'm being honest, not so great answers.
I thought I got on a roll. You know, I felt like I had to step in and take leadership. And since you were gone, you know.
Let's get the one more, John. The question you didn't get to answer. You're writing a poem. What do you rhyme with looking at the sun?
Run.
And that's what we're going to do right now. Here's Run as far as you can. Our song of the day. Moving on up. Iconic TV theme song. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows fall into the 40s. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. And then Thursday night, mainly clear with lows dropping to 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes. Just